Welcome, everyone. It is time for some good stuff. We hope your whole week this week is full of good stuff as we are in that sweet spot between Christmas and New Year's.
You mean the spot where nobody gets anything done because it's from one Christmas party to the next New Year's party?
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of the fun of it, isn't it?
Should just take the whole week off, I think.
I know it. It's just a fun time. It's an unusual time, isn't it?
You might have noticed that the Tri-State Livestock News is not a glossy urban agri magazine. That's true enough. They bypassed the glitz for real hard-hitting ranching news. Our readers come for one thing, authentic agricultural insights. And I reckon you'll figure that our rustic style when you see our content. Visit them online at tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
And Lemon Livestock wants to wish everyone Happy New Year from Paul Huffman and the staff. They have a regular sale every Wednesday and Saturday. Again, Happy New Year from Paul and the crew. And from Advanced Aluminum Structures in Sturgis, that's Randy Tinnell, his family and staff. They're all sending out Happy New Year wishes. And from Rick and Lynn Shippey just up here at Winter, South Dakota, buying, selling, and auctioning land, it's Shippey Realty. And they're wishing a happy 2024 to all. Mike, do you have some good stuff?
I do have a poem called The Day After Christmas, and I don't know who wrote this. I wish I did because it was pretty good. So The Day After Christmas. 'Twas the day after Christmas and all through the house. Every creature was hurtin', even the mouse. The toys were all broken, their batteries dead. Santa passed out with some ice on his head. Wrapping and ribbons just covered the floor, while upstairs the family continued to snore. And I in my t-shirt with new Reeboks and jeans, I went into the kitchen and started to clean. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the sink to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the curtains and threw up the sash. When what to my wondering eye should appear but a little white truck with an oversized mirror. The driver was smiling so lively and grand, the patch on his jacket said, U.S. Postman. With a handful of bills he grinned like a fox, then quickly he stuffed them into our mailbox. Bill after bill after bill they still came, whistling and shouting he called them by name. Now Dillard's, now Broadway's, now Penny's and Sears. Here's Robinson's, Lovitz's, and Target's, and Mervyn's. To the top of your limit, every store, every mall. Now charge away, charge away, charge away all. He hooped and he whistled as he finished his work. He filled up the box and then turned with a jerk. He sprang to his truck and he drove down the road, driving much faster with just half a load. Then I heard him exclaim with the great holiday cheer, enjoy what you bought. You'll be paying all year.
Ouch!
Hopefully you didn't do that, but just something the day after Christmas.
There you go. Okay, here's a short little story. The car keys weren't in my pockets. Suddenly, I realized I must have left them in the car. Frantically, I headed for the parking lot. My husband has scolded me many times for leaving my keys in the ignition. He's afraid that the car could be stolen. As I looked around the parking lot, I realized he was right. The parking lot was empty. I immediately called the police. I gave them my location, confessed that I had left the keys in my car and that it had been stolen. Then I made the most difficult call of all to my husband. I left my keys in the car and it's been stolen. There was a moment of silence. I thought the call had been disconnected, but then I heard his voice. Are you kidding me? He barked. I dropped you off. Now it was my turn to be silent. Embarrassed, I said, well, can you come and get me? I will, as soon as I convince this cop that I didn't steal your car. The golden years.
So three men are talking at work the day after Christmas. It wasn't long before one of them starts bragging. I bought my wife something that goes from 0 to 100 in only 6 seconds. What's that? The others asked. A brand new Mercedes. Ha! Bought my wife something that goes from 0 to 100 in only 3 seconds, said one of them. What is it? The first guy asked. A brand new Porsche. And the third guy chimes in, you guys are pathetic. The present I bought goes from 0 to 100 in a half second. What's that? They ask. A scale.
Hey, that's a totally different way to look at it, wouldn't
that's right.
you say? That's right. A couple more trash talk cards by Annie. Again, Ty Gracie sent these in. Am I getting older or is the grocery store playing really great music?
Okay.
Okay. I see no good reason to act your age.
Folks, we appreciate you tuning in 2023 to the Good Stuff program. Mike and Kim Burge along with you, inviting you to send things to us to kimhburge@gmail.com. Thanks for listening to the Good Stuff.